Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, I'm moving forward in the Word of God this morning. I know I sound a little sad, but this cold has been a real challenge. But I know that I am covered by the blood of Jesus, and all will be well. So let's get to our Word this morning. Let us pray. Father God in heaven, I'm thanking you already in the day, Lord God, for your healing on my body, your healing on my mind, your healing on my spirit, that all is well, and that I am well with you, God. Father God, I ask for strength. I ask for wisdom. I ask for knowledge and understanding, God. And I ask above all things for you to increase as I decrease, Lord God. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my humble heart be acceptable in your holy and divine sight. For you are my strength and you are my redeemer, Lord. And without you, I can do nothing. So, Father God, I ask you this morning, please take over. Increase the God decrease. And, Father God, again, you are my strength. You are my redeemer. You are my Father God. And you are the King. And I pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Thank you in the best, Lord, for your grace, for your mercy, for your goodness, for your grace, and for your love. In Jesus' name. Amen. Honor to God who is the source of my strength. The Lord is my strength and throne, and he is my salvation. And all I can say is thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us get into our word this morning, family. We are coming out of Jeremiah chapter 11, chapter 12. In chapter 12, verse 17, our title word is coming out of Psalm 118, Psalm verse 14, and we will be finishing up the book of Colossians today and starting a new book on tomorrow. We will start a new book on Sunday, which is 1 Thessalonians, and we'll start that on Sunday, on New Testament Sunday. Tomorrow we will be in Jeremiah, and so we'll be in Old Testament Friday. Pretty much we'll be in Jeremiah. Psalm Proverbs, if time permits, but I will be doing an early show tomorrow, church announcement. We will be at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, 6 to 7, and so that I can go to work early, so that I can support Sister Carolyn on tomorrow. Today I am resting, trying to get this cold under control. So continue praying for me. I'm feeling better, but not 100%. So thank you so much, everybody, for your prayers. and I continue, as I continue to move forward with God. And the Word of God says, the word that came into Jeremiah from the Lord said, hear the word of this covenant and speak to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and say to them, thus says the Lord God of Israel, cursed is the man who does not obey the word of this covenant which I commanded your fathers in the day. I brought them out of the land of Egypt and from the iron furnace, saying, obey my voice and do according to all that I command you. So shall you be my people, and I will be your God, that I may establish the oath which I have sworn to your father, to give them a hand flowing, a land flowing with milk and honey, as it is this day. And I answered and said, so be it, Lord. Then the Lord said to me, proclaim all these words to the cities of Judah and to the in the streets of Jerusalem, saying, hear the words of the covenant and do them, for I honestly exhorted their fathers in the day I brought them up out of the land of Egypt until this day, rising early and exhorting, obey my voice, yet they did not obey or incline their ear. But everyone followed the dictates of the evil heart, of his evil heart. Therefore I will bring upon them all the words of this covenant which I commanded them to do, but which they have not done. And the Lord said to me, a conspiracy has been found among the men of Judah and among the inhabitants of Jerusalem. They have turned back to the iniquities of their forefathers, who refused to hear my words, and they have gone after other gods and served them. The house of Israel and the house of Judah have broken my covenant, which I made with their fathers. Therefore, thus says the Lord, behold, I will surely bring calamity on them which they will not be able to escape. And though they cry out to me, I will not listen to them. In the cities of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem will go and cry out to the gods of whom they offer incense, but they will not save them at all in the time of their trouble. For according to the number of your cities were your gods, O Judah, and according to the number of the streets of Jerusalem you have set up all to do that shameful thing, all to burnt incense to Baal. For do not pray for this people. I lift up a cry of prayer for them, for I will not hear them the time that they cry out to me because of their trouble. What has my beloved to do in my house, having done many deeds with me, and the holy flesh has passed from you? When do evil, then you rejoice. The Lord called your name, green olive tree, lovely of good fruit, with the noise of a number of a great tumult. He has kindled fire on it, and it must broken. For the Lord of hosts, who planted you, has pronounced doom against you for the evil of the house of Israel and of the house of Judah, which they have done against themselves to provoke me to anger, to offer incense to Baal. Now the Lord gave me knowledge of it, and I knew it, for he showed me again. But I was like a thoughtful man brought to the slaughter, and I did not know that they had devised things against me and let us destroy the tree with its fruit, and let us cut him off from the land of the living, that his name may be remembered no more. But, O Lord of hosts, you judge righteously, teaching the mind and the heart. Let me speak your peace on them. For to you I have revealed my cause. I will not hear and minister the words. Some of the life lessons of this morning is, I will not hear them in the time that they cry out to me because of their trouble. God banned Jeremiah for praying for the welfare of his rebellious people. They had gone so far down a road of destruction that it became too late for them, a time known to God alone. Wow. Sometimes you got to be very careful, you know, all the time. You got to be careful that you don't anger God to the point where God is like, I'm done with you. We are so blessed to be under grace. We are blessed to be under grace. For his grace is sufficient for us. We are blessed to be under grace. Can you imagine in those days when God said, I'm done? And he didn't twice. When he was done, he was done. Because of just going out and doing any old thing. And some of the stuff they was doing was in the house of God. Jesus even had to come and clean the Lord's house. Because these folks had lost their doggone mind. And he told them, my Father's house will be a house of prayer, not a den of thieves. And Jeremiah, he wants to pray so hard for these people. And God said, you've done enough. And this is what it says, therefore, thus says the Lord concerning the men of Ammon, who seek your life and do not prophesy in the name of the Lord, lest you die by our hand. Excuse me, there it is. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, behold, I will punish them. The young men shall die by the sword, and their sons and their daughters shall die by famine. And there shall be no remnant of them, for I will bring catastrophe on the men of Ammon, even the year of their punishment. God didn't play. They're telling the prophet not to tell the truth. But he's doing what he is assigned to do by God. And the enemy will tell you, oh, go on and do that. You know, God knows. Yeah, he knows your heart. Go on and go to work. You know you're sick. And you know you can take it to work with you, but that's all right. It's all right. No. And then you hear God say, rest. Because sometimes God will put you on your back for you to rest. We are a running nation, running here, running there. People running here, people running there. People running everywhere. It's just a ball of confusion. As the temptation says, that's what the world is today. Hey, hey, hey. And that's what it is, a ball of confusion. And God wants us to not be confused and to not transform to this wicked world, but to be renewed by the renewing of our mind. To be transformed by the renewing of our mind. We got to transform today. Because the Lord is our strength. The Lord is our song. The Lord is our salvation. And as we go to Jeremiah chapter 12, it says this, righteous are you, O Lord, when I plead with you. Yet let me talk with you about your judgment. Why does the way of the wicked come? These are the same questions we have today. And as you read the Old Testament, you're like, the Lord, not too much has changed. The wicked still get away with everything. The wicked still are the richest people in the world. The wicked still have all of it. It's like the poor get poor and the wicked and the poor and righteous get poor, and the wicked get richer. And maybe put your mind there, why does the way of the wicked prosper? Why are those happy who deal so treacherously? You have planted them, yes, they have taken root. They grow, yes, they bear fruit. You are near in their mouth, but far from their mind. But you, O Lord, know me. You have seen me. You have tested my heart towards you. Pull them out like sheep for slaughter and prosper them for the day of slaughter and prepare them for the day of slaughter. How long will the land mourn and the earth that every hill wither? The beasts and the birds are consumed by the wickedness of those who dwell there. Because they said, we will not see our final end. If you have run with the footmen and they have wearied you, then how can you contend with horses? God answered to Jeremiah. And if in the land of peace in which you trusted, they worried you, then how will you do? How will you do in the floodplains of the Jordan? But even your brothers, the house of your father, even they have dealt treacherously with you. Yes, they have called a multitude after you. Do not believe them, even though they speak smooth words to you. I have forsaken my house. I have left my heritage. I have given the dearly beloved of my soul into the hand of our enemy. My heritage is to be like a lion in the forest. It cries out against me. Therefore, I have hated it. My heritage is to me like a speckled vulture. The vultures all around are against us. Come, assemble all the beasts of the field. Bring them to the vow. Many rulers have destroyed my vineyard. They have trodden my portion underfoot. Thus have made my pleasant portion a desolate wilderness. They have made it desolate in much to me. The whole land is made desolate, because no one takes it to heart. The plunderers have come on all the desolate heights in the wilderness, but the word of the Lord shall devour. The sword of the Lord shall devour. From one end of the land to the other end of the land, no flesh shall have peace. They have sown wheat, but wheat swords. They have put themselves to pay, but do not profit. But he may be ashamed of your harvest because of the fierce anger of the Lord. Thus says the Lord against all my evil neighbors who touch the inheritance which I have caused my people Israel to inherit. Behold, I will pluck them out of their land and pluck out the house of Judah from among them. And it shall be after I have plucked them out that I will return and have compassion on them and bring them back, everyone to his heritage and everyone to his land. And it shall be if they will learn carefully the way of my people to swear by my name as the Lord lives, as they taught my people to swear by them, then they shall be established in the midst of my people. But if they do not obey, I will utterly pluck up and destroy that nation. It is the Lord. God don't play. And if we go back to the life lesson from chapter 12, it says, if you have run with the footmen and they have worried you, then how can you continue the course? God asked Jeremiah that question in Jeremiah 12 and 5. God encourages us, but he also challenges us. He speaks soft words to us when we need them, but he speaks harder words to us when we need them. He always gives us exactly what we need, and he does. when you need to rest, God's going to put you on your back. I have a tendency to run, and God has a tendency to put me on my butt, put me on my back, and then he says, then I say rest. It's time to rest, God. Because he doesn't wait, he's not ready to call me home. And he tells me to rest. And so today I am resting. I'm doing what thus says the Lord. Because I am wanting to live a little bit longer. I got some things to do. So thank God every day that he blesses you and that he is your strength, that he is your song, that he is your salvation. And I need just a quick moment here, and then I will be right back. In the meantime, you will hear the music, because we want God to speak life into our hearts. And we want to give God that spirit to just break out in our hearts. Give me just a moment, please, and see it break out by within the sound. Thank you again, Pastor McDowell, for your word this morning, for that brief song. And thank you all for listening. Again, I am grateful today to be with you. We are in the 118th Psalm, and we're going to go back to verse number 5, which is what we read on yesterday. And it says this, I called on the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a broad place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is for me among those who help me. Therefore, I shall see my desire on those who hate me. All nations surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. They surrounded me, yet they surrounded me. But in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. They surrounded me like bees. They were quenched like a fire of thorns. But in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. You pushed me violently that I might fall. But the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song. And he has become my salvation. You know, David spoke these words because he had folks coming at him every which direction. Folks that he knew coming at him from every direction. Folks that he loved coming from him from every direction. Folks that he respected coming at him from every direction. We got to understand the enemy don't care. He will use your mama against you. He will use your father against you. He will use your siblings against you. Because that's what he does. His job is to kill, steal, and destroy. And he don't care if he kills, steals, and destroys a family. Have children against parents. Parents hating their kids. That's the devil's do. That's what he does. And I tell everybody, in this month of October, be careful. The enemy is busy. And he has decided that he is going to take this month for himself. But the devil is alive. This is God's month. This is God's month. 24/7, 365. It all belongs to the Lord. We can't walk in fear. We walk in faith. So we walk with a careful heart that we don't fall into the trap and the snare of the enemy. That's he is what he is. So we got to be just as vigilant and just as busy holding on to the name of the Lord and trusting that God has got us covered. Let us go to our Proverbs this morning. And we are in Proverbs chapter 27, verse 8. And it says, it's like a bird that wanders from its nest, is a man who wanders from his place. We got to stay on our square. Because if you wander too far from your square, you're going to wander into a pit. You're going to wander into a place where the enemy is waiting with a snare. We got to keep trusting God. And as we continue in our word, we are going into Colossians chapter 4. And the word of God, this is the end. This is like a big salutation from Paul as he is, you know, wrapping it up in his word this morning. And letting us know who he depended on. Who were his aces that were there for him and that helped him with his church and what he had to do. And he says this, Master, give your bond servants what is just and fair, knowing that you also have a master in heaven. Continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. Meanwhile, pray also for us that God would open to us a door for the word. The mystery of Christ, for which I am also in chains, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom toward those who are outside, redeeming the time. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one. Tychicus, a beloved brother, faithful minister, and fellow servant to the Lord. Will tell you all the news about me. I am sending them to you, for this very purpose, that he may know your circumstances and comfort your heart with one of us, a faithful and beloved brother, who is one of you. They will make known to you all things which are happening here. Articus, my fellow prisoner, greets you with Mark, the cousin of Barnabas, about whom you received instruction. If he comes to you, welcome him. And Jesus, who is called Justice, these are my only fellow workers for the kingdom of God, who are of the circumcision, excuse me. They have proved to be a comfort to me. Epaphras, who is one of you, a bond servant of Christ, greet you always, waving heavily for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete. I bear him witness that he has a great deal for you. And those who are in love with you and those in our power, greet the beloved physician and Diana, greet you. Greet the brothers who are in Lothodia and not have and the church that is in his house. Now when this epistle is read among you, see that it is read also in the church of the Lothodia, and that you likewise read the epistle from Lothodia and say to the Acrypus, take heed to the ministry which you have received in the Lord, and you may fulfill it. This salutation by my own hand, Paul, remember my chains. Grace be with you. Amen. Wow. That is our word for this morning. I didn't realize it would be so early. But let's go back over some of the life lessons that Paul gave us in this way. And as you all know, the life lessons come from Dr. Charles Stanley. And again, I just can't do more than say thank you to Dr. Stanley for this wonderful word this morning. It is a good word today. And it just tells us in Colossians 4 and 5, walk in wisdom toward those who are outside, redeeming the time. Unbelievers are watching us. You know, and our pastor speaks this all the time. Unbelievers are watching us, whether we know it or not. We never know when it might be the Lord's timing for one of them to ask us about heaven, eternal life, or oh, what a word. I'm going to read that again. Unbelievers are watching us. Whether we know it or not, we never know when it might be the Lord's timing for one of them to ask us about heaven, eternal life, or God. Therefore, we must always be ready. And my pastor tells us all the time, as ministers, be ready in and out of season. But you know not when you're going to get called to give a word. This biblical arsenal called the Bible. You always got a word. If you got to preach a word, all you got to do is pick up the word. His story is a word that you can preach. Anytime, anywhere, there's always a word from God in one of the passages of his word. Be ready in and out of season. Be ready to go forth at all times. God has already got a word in your heart. And when you need to speak it, God will open that word back up for you to remember what it is that God is. Oh, thank you, Lord, for your word. And it goes on to tell us in a life example in John Mark learning to end well. John Mark has gotten off to a great start. He accompanied Barnabas and Paul on an exciting missionary journey and saw God do amazing things. For whatever reason, however, he left them in the middle of their work and Paul refused to team up with the young men again. And we remember that comes from the book of Acts. Excuse me. Starting in chapter 13 through chapter 15. I think we're about to wrap up. excuse me, everybody, just a moment. God, I bring it to you. Thank you, God, this morning for green tea. Hallelujah. Excuse me, everybody. We're putting on a song. And I really get my that please continue praying for me. We're going to just wrap up if all we have is message from Dr. Stanley. And I don't want to keep staying on the air all over you guys. So thank you so much for joining me this morning. We will have a word and a life lesson to Carolyn on tomorrow. But we're going to wrap up now because I can't get a breath. So I thank God for all of you. And as we pray every day, may the Lord watch between me and you while we're out and learn from each other. In Jesus' name, I pray over you and yours. Have a blessed and glorious day in the Lord. And again, please keep me in your prayers. For God is in control of everything. And I will trust in the Lord. For the Lord is my strength and song. And he is my protection. I'm trusting in God this morning. So thank you all. Be blessed. Unfortunately, it's a wrap, and it's an early wrap. But thank you all again. In Jesus' name, I ask God to cover you from the crowns of your head to the soles of your feet. In his name, I pray. Amen. Whew, thank you, Lord. I can feel those prayers coming. I can feel those prayers coming through. Thank you so much, Hammond. Thank you so much. I can feel your prayers coming through. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all the glory, of all the honor, of all the praise. Thank you, God. And thank you, family, for praying for me. I feel the prayers coming through. Hallelujah. I feel the prayers coming through. And all I can say is thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And may God bless you as you wrap up this morning. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And I just love this last word before I get out of here. Take you to the ministry which you have received from the Lord, that you may fulfill it. Each of us has some special work, a ministry to which the Lord has assigned it. To what has God called you? Do you know the particular mission he has carved out for you? How are you working to fulfill it? So all I say is I did what I was supposed to do this morning, and all of God's words made it through. So thank you so much for your prayer. Continue praying for me as I pray for you. And we have a word this morning. Good morning, Mother Rita. Your line is open. Mother Rita, your line is open. You might be on mute. You can't hear me. Mother Rita, we can't hear you.
Oh, my phone was on mute. I'm sorry, Mr. Rita.
We can hear you
can
now.
You hear me now? Oh, I just thank God for you, listening to you every day. I appreciate you. I thank God for the wisdom and knowledge that he's given you. I just ask God to touch you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, give you what you stand in the need of. And if you're sick, just send his healing virtues throughout your body. And, you know, to just bless you and keep you, and all you know that you do, I just thank God for you, and I just thank you, thank you.
And the feeling is mutual, Mother. I love you to pieces. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening in, and I am getting ready to go and take my medicine, so I thank you all. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God, for giving me the time to get all of the word read. And through in Jesus' name, may the Lord God of heaven and earth continue to keep us covered from the crowns of our head to the sole of our feet, for there is none like Jesus. For our God is our strength and our song. It is in him who we believe and have salvation. And all I can say is thank you, Father God, for your grace. Thank you for these awesome women of God that listen in and men of God that listen in live and later. I thank you, Father God, for each and every one. And I ask your grace and blessings over each and every one in Jesus' name. Amen. I love you all, but I'm about to start coughing again, so I'm letting everyone go.
I'm praying for you.
In God's word with me. And again, thank you. God bless you. God keep you. And God let his eye, his face shine upon you and give you grace, give you peace, and give you many blessings. In Jesus' name, it's a wrap, family. Thank you, Mother Rita. I love you so much. And thank you, Evangelist Teresa, who was my sound checker this morning. I appreciate you all. Be blessed. It's a wrap.
Amen. We're praying for you.